This is Gemara B'Metzia Daf Nun Gimel, and today's shiur has been dedicated by a close and long time Daf Yomi learner with us as a Zchus Aliyas Neshama for his mother, Miriam Bas Eliezer HaKoyen, B'Siyata Dishmaya. The learning of the entire Chabura should bring Miriam Bas Eliezer HaKoyen higher and higher in Gan Eden Shalmaila, closer to the Heilige Kisei HaKavod, as she is Nene Miziva Shechina. And she should be a Melitz Yaishar for her immediate family and for the entire Chabura, B'siyata Dishmaya. We're holding on the bottom of Nun Beis Amid Beis as we continue the Halachas of Aina, but more particularly as the Halachas of Aina with regard to coins. Before we get there, five lines from the bottom, Kufa, we take a slight left turn for a moment into the Halachas of Meister Sheni, as Chizkiya, at the end of yesterday's daf, we're discussing such. Says the Gemara, Kufa Amar Chizkiya Meister Sheni, Shein Bai Shaiva Pruta. What happens if you have Meister Sheni that are not worth a Pruta? Oimer, he should say, Hu V'chaim Shai Mechulal, This is quoting Chizkiya. We read this fast yesterday, and now we'll explain it more in depth. He should say it v'chomshay, and its fifth is mechulal al ma'is arishanais on the earlier monies. Why? It's impossible to be absolutely perfect when it comes to one's money. Asks the Gemara, Meisve. Before we get to it, let's just take a moment and look at Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean? Rashi, 10 lines from the Y lines. Because we're discussing over here is that you're taking Meister Sheni produce and you're deconsecrating it onto money to bring the money to Shalayim. And then there you'll buy stuff and you'll eat it there. L'chalo b'shaviyav is impossible, but simsum, says Rashi, m'shabitoich shuyarei m'lifchais, b'nim z'oichal b'loichal. And it comes out, there could be something that was not m'chal, m'maisav al damav, that's why you have to add on. Hilk, pachs b'shaver pruta zem m'chal o'isay oidef. So that means, for example, I have a bucket of apples. I'm m'chal all that on $20, but I don't know, is it really $20 of apples, $22 of apples? So I'm m'chal it on $22. So now really in those $22, there's some extra money there because there's really only $20 of apples. Those extra $2 now can be tapped into. That when I have less than a pruta's worth, a Meister Sheni, I could say that original money, that original IDEF excess is going to be utilized for now for this shavah, less than a shavah pruta's worth. Ask the Gemara two lines on the bottom. Meisvei ha'chuma v'abikorim chayovim aleihem. One is obligated on them. Misa v'chaymesh. What does this mean? We look at Rashi on the last line of the Amud. Zaray kayin tamei achle v'meizid is chayim misa, as well as a zar that eats the by mistake. He has to add on an extra fifth when he pays back. And we turn over to Negimlam and Aleph as well. V'asurim lezarim. It is usher to a zar, a non-kayin, is not allowed to consume truma and bikurim. V'hein nechsei kayin. And they're considered the property of the kayin. V'oilin be'echad umeya. All different dinim of truma and bikurim. Va'ilim means it's bottle with one echad into 1 into 100. Va'tayin in rechitzas yadayim. One has to wash your hands before handling them. Rashi says, as we've learned, yadayim are tameyos, shniyos is exeret rabbanan. A truma has the ability to become a shlishi, and therefore you have to wash your hands. Ve'harif shemesh. And after one who is tamei goes to the mikvah, needs to wait for sunset before touching the truma and the bikurim. Hare elu b'chuma u'bikurim. All these halachas by chuma and bikurim. Mash enkin b'maiser, which do not apply by maiser. So says the Gemara, what does that last phrase mean? What does it mean, my mash enkin b'maiser? Lam nechlal, does this not teach me the Meiser Batel B'Ruba? The Gemara suggests that maybe you know which halacha we're discussing. We're discussing the halacha of Oilin Be'echad B'Meya, that Shuma and Bikurim are nullified 1 into 100, not by Meiser. So seemingly, what is the Meiser nullified in? In Raiv, in the majority. So what's the kasha? V'misa de Chizkiya, like we just said a moment ago. Havle davar sheyesh le'matirim. According to Chizkiya, that when you have Meiser Sheni less than a pruta, that you could fix it by being bechalel, by redeeming it with the excess of the money they utilized to originally deconsecrate your produce. So it's davar sheyesh le'matirim. So you now could fix this little bit of Meiser Sheni, Chodavi Sheish Lomatir, Afilu Be'elef, Loi Batol. So says the Gemara, that something that could be fixed, even Be'elef, cannot be Batol. So ask the Gemara, how are you telling me Meiser Sheni could potent, Meiser Sheni could be Batol? The Klal is, anything that could be rectified, could be fixed, is a Dover Sheish Lomatirim. And according to Chizkiya, that it could be fixed by being mechallel onto the oidef, so then it should never be batal. Answers the Gemara, b'may demash inkin, b'may se debatal beruba. You suggested that it's going back to the din of biltal beruif. Tell malay batal klal. Maybe the halacha that it's referring to is that it's not batal at all. I mean, you're suggesting that it's said by ma'aser chuman bikurim, it's batal b'may. Masheki b'meiser, you suggested, means it's batal b'raif. No, maybe Masheki b'meiser means loy batal klal. It's not batal at all. Says the Gemara 12 lines down. The first one line is loy matis amritach. You can't suggest this. Why? Delgavi chuma, because that whole braisa was listing chumrais of chuma and bikurim chumad chuma katani. Kula did chuma like Atani. It did not list any kulais. So you can't tell me that now with regard to Meiser is going to be more chomer, because then it means that it was a kula of chuma. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Vakatani v'hein nechsei kayin. It taught us that chuma and bikurim are nechsei kayin. So therefore, that is a kula. How is it a kula that is nechsei kayin? Because once the Chuma and Bikurim have a din of being the property of the Kohen, he is able to Mekadesh Anisha with it. Whereas Meiser is Nechsei Gavaya, belongs to Hashem. And therefore a Kohen would not be able to be Mekadesh Anisha with it. Says Gemara, no, don't suggest that. The Tani went to the Reis of Ehedya, Meiser Sheni Batel Beruba. It said explicitly, the suggestion that we made that it's batal b'raif, don't now say mean it's never batal if ilu be'alef, because our brisa says explicitly it's batal b'raif. Ube'ez ha'maiser she'en yamru, be'maiser she'en bai shava bruta, she'nichlas Yushalayim v'yatsa. Maiser is out with the shava bruta and went into Yushalayim and left. So says the Gemara, back to our kasha, v'misa d'chizkiya, li'avid le'el d'chizkiya, we should do like Chizkiya suggested, v'nechali ha'maiser ishainais, to lay barik, we should deconsecrate and redeem it with the original al-maiser ishainais. Answers the Gemara about 12 lines from the bottom, to lay barik. The Bryce is discussing a case in which he didn't originally redeem any Meiser Sheni. Chizkiya only worked if originally, like our case, I had my bucket of apples and my $20 of apples because of the unclarity, the uncertainty of the exact value. I deconsecrated it. I redeemed it with 20, I should use the word redeem, it's not really deconsecrated. I redeemed it with $22, but our case over here is that he didn't originally redeem anything, so he doesn't have that now to deal with this little bit. V'nesi Meiser de'isle, v'nesarif inu. Ask the Gemara, let him bring some other Meiser, combine it, and then he can be mechallel it, because then it'll be worth a pruta together. Answers the Gemara, deraisa derabanan, loy mitztarfi. You're not able to combine deraisa and derabanan. Ay, v'nesi demai. let him come and mix it with Demai. Damasi la'asuye, we're afraid that he might come to do it with Asuye Vadai, with something which is for sure Maiser Sheni, so Xander Rabbanan, that we don't let him do it. Ask the Gemara. V'nesi shtei brutais. Bring two brutais v'nachal alayu. Bring two brutais. Be machal el the Maiser Sheni onto the coins. Maiser be bruta mechsa. V'nachal ay aleich yaseira. And now you'll have a little bit of the second coin left. And that half a coin will use to mechala with it. Answers the Gemara. Misavres pruta mechsa tafsa shtei brutais. Loi, pruta tafsa pruta. Chatzi pruta loi tafsa. Chatzi pruta doesn't do anything. Hader havile daraisa derabonon. And therefore, since the chatzi pruta is not going to do anything, you're back to the original issue of a daraisa derabonon. Daraisa derabonon la mitzdarfi. So the Gemara persists, and the Gemara says no. And again, that just reminds them this all came off of the din of Chizkiah that said that you could be mechalel. So we're trying to figure this out. Benisi Iser says we're letting him bring an Iser, and then the a larger coin. So that's the end. That can't work either, and therefore. The Gemara concludes that even according to Chizkiah, in such a scenario, and we have this Maiser Sheni worth less than a pruta, it will not work to redeem it. And that's the reason why the Braisa says it will be batal. Continues the Gemara. Now we're on a segue of a segue. We got into this Sugya due to Chizkiah. We quoted a Braisa. Now we're going back to a Braisa that we quoted. Three lines from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Shenichlas Yushalayim V'yotza. It said, "My Sheni went into Yushalayim and left." Is bottle in any? If there's Rav Chulin, Va'amai says Gemara, why is it bottle? Lihadur V'nalindu. Let him bring it back. I think an obvious kasha. Everyone wonders. It says you brought in the payrois, then you took it out. Okay, so Shkach, just turn back around to Yushalayim. Says the Gemara. We're talking about a case where the Maaser Sheni become tummy, so you can't eat it at all. Says, okay, even if for let him redeem it. Tama Rav Elazar, taught Rav Elazar on the last line, the Maaser Sheni, Shenitma, Shepoidin Isai, that you're allowed to redeem it as we turn over to Ngimelam and Al-Bays. You're allowed to redeem it, Afilu B'Yerushalayim. Says Rav Elazar, how do we know that when Maaser Sheni becomes tummy, it can be redeemed always, even in Yerushalayim? Where do we learn it out from? Shenemar. Teaches the Pasuk Lo Yuchal Seisai. You're not able Seisai. What does that mean? Vein Seis El Achila. In a scenario, we're not able to eat it. How do we know it means Achila Shenemar? Veisa Mas As Meis Panav. Ela Meis Panav. So says the Gemara. So why don't you redeem it? So answers the Gemara El Blakuach Bekasev Meiser Sheni. Rather, we're talking about a case where we're talking about food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money. That food can no longer be redeemed. And that's the case that'll be batel when you take it out of Yushalayim. Again, you came up to Yushalayim with your money. What money? Money that came originally from Peiros Maaser Sheni. Then you go and you buy something with that food. That food now, you go and you take out of Yushalayim, Sarches Yushalach Yushalayim, because of Maaser. That's what we're talking about. He took out with you, and that's going to be Batal. Asks the Gemara, four lines down, Lekuch Mekes of Maaser, Nami Lifrike. What do you mean? Even this, you should be able to redeem it. The Tanan, Lekuch Mekes of Maaser, Sheni Shenitma. If this stuff became Tame, Yifta, Kirav Yehuda, Yifta, she's able to redeem it. Answers Gemara, Kirav Yehuda, Dama Yikaver. Reviewed is of the opinion that when the food bought with Maaser Sheni money becomes Tameh, it has to be buried. Ask the Gemari, Rav Yehuda, Ma'ariya Yatza, Afilu Lo Yatza Nami. Why are we talking about a case when it left Yerushalayim? Once it became Tameh, even before it left Yerushalayim, Rav Yehuda held, can never be redeemed. Says Gemari, you're right. And again, we're in the middle of explaining a braisa. A braisa that was quoted to ask a kasha on Chizkiya. In the braisa, we said that when you have something that was came into Yushalayim, something with Ma'aser Sheni, and it left Yushalayim, it's batel. We're trying to figure out that case. So we first suggested it was cash. Didn't work because you could bring it back in. So it was payrus. You could redeem it. So it's the food that was bought with the money of the Ma'aser Sheni, says the Gemara. But if that's what we're talking about, that became tummy and nothing to do with leaving, even in Yushalayim. Ella, says the Gemara, bitar. You know, ella lo'ilam bitar. We're talking about tar, Ma'aser Sheni, they took out of Yushalayim. 10 lines down, the first one line is bitar. Umayyato, what does it mean? That it left Yushalayim, denifal mechitzois. Talking about a case that you brought the Ma'aser Sheni into Yushalayim and then the walls fell. That's what it means by the fact that it left. And the problem is, in a scenario where the walls fell and we no longer have mechitzois, therefore, you're no longer going to be able to eat the peiros Ma'aser Sheni, because it's no longer considered in the chaymos Yerushalayim. And as Rashi in the fourth line spells out, ein Ma'aser Nechal Sham, until the mechitzos are re-erected. Why? Because of the qualification of Lefnei Hashem Tochalenu has to be consumed in front of Hashem. And if there are no mechitzos, it is not. Ask the Gemara of Amar Rava, but Rava taught mechitza lechol daraisa. To have the mechitzas while you're trying to eat Ma'aser Sheni, that's a din daraisa. Mechitza is liklite, dear Rabbanan. To have the mechitza to be koile, to absorb, that once it comes in, that you cannot redeem it, that's only a din derabanan. And therefore what? Chigazi Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan make the gezeira that you can't redeem the peirais, is kias nayu lemechitzas, kias nayu lemechitzas like gazru. And therefore, Ma'aser Sheni should be able to be redeemed. Should be able to redeem these peirais, and thereby get out of the issue. Why did it say that as we battle with the other chulin, like gazru rabbanan? Answers the Gemara, you can't say this. Fifth, 20 lines down, the first one line is lai. There's a din de rabbanan in all scenarios that you're not able to redeem it once it enters into Yerushalayim. Even though right now the walls are not there, there's nothing that could be done. You can't eat it because now the walls fell. You can't redeem it because of this din de rabbanan, and therefore it'll have to be battle with the roiv of chulin that it is with. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chada Katani. Smack in middle of the Amid. First word online is Rav Sheshes. I don't know, smack in middle. Maybe a chop higher, 22 lines down. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chada Katani. Rav Huna bar Yehuda sent him Rav Sheshes Chada Katani, the Braisa, which says that Ma'aser Sheni is batal in the Chulin, is only wall one case. What's the one case? And this really is another way of explaining the whole braisa. Ma'aser Sheni she'ein bo shava pruta shenichlas Yushalayim v'yatza. Talking about a case of Ma'aser Sheni that's now worth a shava pruta that went into Yushalayim and left. Meaning, it's not two cases. If really, if we go back, part A of today's shiur was the part of Chizkiya of Ma'aser Sheni she'ein bo shava pruta. Part B was Ma'aser Sheni that was Yatza. We're trying to figure out both statements of Chizkiya. Comes along Rav Yehuda or Rav Huna bar Yehuda and says, guess what? They're not two statements. It's all one din in the name of Rav Sheshes. So about Ma'aser Sheni that doesn't have a Shava Bruta that went into Yushalayim and left. Says the Gemara of Amai, what's the reason? Now we know all the same kashas. Bring it back to Yushalayim and eat it. The Nibel Mechitzais. And if I can redeem it, Hamrav and Mechitza Lachal Daraisa, Mechitza Lachal Daraban, Mechigaz Rabban and Kesna Eli Mechitza, Kislai the Mechitzais, Lachaz Rabban and answers the Gemara, Leplug Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, okay, so we have the same Leplug. Iachi, if this is true that it's all one case, my Arya ain't by Shave Bruta, Afilu Yesh by Nami, even if it's worth a Shave Bruta, what's the difference? Asks the Gemara, you still can I redeem it? Lai mi bayi kamer, says Gemara, you're right. It's just teaching us a bigger chiddush. And this will bring out What is the full case according to this Rav Huna? The name Rav Sheisha is Unabar Yudalem Yibai Yishbai Dekaltan Le Mechitzais. Because if it was worth a Shavar Pruta and it went into Yushalayim, then it was Kailin, it was absorbed by the Mechitzais, it can, nothing more could be done. Aval Ein Boy Imalon Kaltan Le Mechitzais Kamash Malan. Then we have a Chiddish that even in that case, and Tana Rabbanan, one more Braisa Imgal Yigael. Ish mi maisroi. Continues the Gemara discussing Maisr Sheni Shein Boy Shavar Pruta. Says the Gemara, Imgal Yigael. If someone's going to redeem the Maisr Sheni, what's the halacha? Then the pasuk is, you have to add on a chaimesh. Says the Gemara, mi maisroi, v'loi kol maisroi. What does that mean? You cannot redeem all your Maisr. Problem Maisr Sheni Shein Boy Shavar Pruta cannot be redeemed. Itmar, says the Gemara, we have a machlokes in this din. When it says she'in boy shavah bruta, Rav Ami amar ein boy, Rav Asi amar ein b'chumshay. Which part can have a shavah bruta? We're talking about the Maaser Sheni is not a shavah bruta, Rav Ami. Says Rav Asi, no, the Maaser Sheni itself is a shavah bruta. But when you redeem your own produce, there's a din you have to add on an extra chaymesh. That chaymesh isn't worth a shavah bruta, which means really that you have five times more. For example, if your maisheni is worth 4.9, then a fifth of that won't be a shavah bruta. That's going to be the case that you can't redeem it. Rav Yechon Amar Ein by Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Ein B'chumshay. Meisvei, ask the Gemara on Rav Yechon that says the item itself is not worth a shavah bruta. 10 lines on the bottom. I says sheni sheni b'shavah bruta. Dayoy she'amar. It's enough if he says ho ve'chaimshay mechulal ha'maisar ishaynes. It and the chaimesh should be mechulal on the original money. Should sound familiar. This is our original din of Chizkiyah. So says the Gemara Bishlam and the man damar in bechumshay ha'nuk danu dayoy. Tavakav to be day yismei. In itself is where the shavah bruta came to bechumshay leka. But since the chaimesh is not of a shavah bruta, shaber, then we can utilize this methodology of Chizkiyah and redeem it on the Ma'aser Rishaynos. Elaman Damar Ein Boy, Mai Dayoy, says the Gemara, Kasha, that indeed is a good question. We'll stop over here and we'll continue with the halachas of Ma'aser Sheni, redeeming them, and the halacha of the extra chaimesh that has to be added on, B'siyata Dishmayim.